Hallelujah. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Confess that right now. Jesus Christ is Lord. Confess it again. Jesus Christ is Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You know, people want to grab that and they want to go their way and say, well, I do my own thing. You better read the first, you better read the other verses I just read. He says, you work out your salvation in fear and trembling according to the fact that Jesus Christ is Lord of your life. Lord of your life. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and do of his good pleasure. Now, we're still on spiritual warfare. And tonight, I like Wednesday nights because we're able to just kind of get into the nitty-gritty a little bit and get down to the foundations and the basics of it. And Sunday, we got to take it easy, you know, for the because we're trying to reach from people. You don't shove meat down baby's throats. But here tonight, no, we pull the gloves off. And go to town in the spirit realm to learn about this. And I want to talk about just a few principles, spiritual warfare tonight. And we're gonna start out with the fact that you are fighting a losing battle unless Jesus Christ is Lord of your life. You can't even get into spiritual warfare until you've made him Lord of your life. He's the king of this army. It's his name that rules and reigns. It's his power. It's his glory. People get hurt because they get all wrapped up in this thing and they've never even made Jesus Lord of their life. It's like what Brother Sapp said earlier. They've been born again. They talk in tongues. They were baptized in Jesus' name. But they never really made Jesus Christ Lord of their life. He needs to become Lord of our life. Lord Jesus, we need you tonight. Touch us and speak to us through your word, Father. Release revelation. Oh, God, I need you. I need you. Lord, speak through this vessel, Father. Let your word go out. Bring revelation to our hearts. Bring revelations to our minds and our souls. Let us get a hold of some basic principles of spiritual warfare. And everybody say amen. God bless you. You can be seated. And so we're going to be talking about a few things here tonight that, you know, we can talk about the exciting things of spiritual warfare and what it means and going out and battling and doing all of these glorious things. But if you don't have a few basic principles down, the foundation of spiritual warfare, you are not going to be effective. You are not going to be impactive where you go and what it is that you are trying to do in the spirit. Somebody say, Jesus is Lord. The main thing that you and I have got to come to grips with in our walk with God is the Lordship of Jesus Christ. He is Lord of the universe. He is Lord of the Milky Way galaxy. He is Lord of our local solar system. And he is Lord of planet Earth. But more importantly, he is Lord of Daniel Kyle. That's what you got to come to grips with. You got to say your own name. You got to say, Jesus is Lord of, and then you got to say your name. You got to make him Lord of you. He's got to become Lord of you and everything that you do in your life. We must accept the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And you say, well, how do I know whether I have or not? Listen, friend, if you're still battling with your own will and God having His way in your life, then you are still battling with the Lordship of Jesus Christ. You're still in a battle with it. You've never really given yourself over to Him 100%. That means whether He takes me, as Paul the Apostle said, and afflicts me with something that I would rather have gone out of my life, but God said, stop praying about it. It's the way it's going to be. I put it there, and that's where it's going to stay. I'm Lord of you, and I'll take care of you, and I'll make sure everything's all right. But you must be willing to walk in whatever path God has chosen for us to walk in. Oh, come on now. You can do a little better than that. I know it's tough stuff, but here we go. Where's my EQ guy? Just a little volume down on this, but not a whole lot, because then I get mad at you and I have you bring it back up. So just bring it down just a little bit. And so He's got to be Lord over us. No, go the other way with it. Down, did you? Go down some more. Y'all messing with me out there too? Don't be messing with me, Nate. Get away from that board. All right. Okay. All right, good. All right, the Lordship. Okay, in my life. Say, Jesus is Lord in my life. Look at Revelation 17 and 14. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for He is Lord of lords and kings of kings, and they that are with Him. Somebody say, they that are with Him. Come on, say, they that are with Him are called and chosen and faithful. I don't know about you, but when I read that verse, I want Him to be Lord of my life. I want that God to be Lord of my life. He shall make war with the Lamb, but the Lamb's going to overcome them, for He is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with Him are called, chosen, and faithful. Revelations 19 and 16. And He hath on His vesture and on His thigh a name that is written. What is that name? Somebody shout it out. And Lord of lords, there is no question He is King of kings, and there is no question He is Lord of lords. And if I'm going to be effective in spiritual warfare, and listen, it's not an option. I must be effective in spiritual warfare. If my family's going to be saved, if my loved ones are going to come into the church, if my siblings are going to come into the church, if I'm going to reach the lost, I've got to be effective in spiritual warfare. Because as we've already talked about it, that's what spiritual warfare is. It is reaching out for the lost. It's going into the kingdom of Satan and taking off the blinds of those that have been put on people and loosing them of the bondage that Satan has taken advantage of the weakness of their flesh and bringing the power and glory of our God to them. And in order to do that, I've got to make Him Lord of my life. Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? The reason why the devil said that is because the seven sons of Stephen have not made Jesus Lord of their life. If He would have been Lord of their life, they would have had power over them demonic spirits. Somebody say, He's Lord. Oh, I can already tell I'm not going to get anywhere with this. I got so much to say, and I'm still right here. His Lordship is absolutely inseparable to His name. It is impossible to consider them separate. When you say Jesus, you say King of Kings. When you say King of Kings, you're saying Jesus, because there's only one King of Kings, and his name is Jesus. They are inseparable. When you go out into the world, into spiritual warfare, and you have submitted your life to this Almighty God, and you use the name of Jesus, you are bringing in and invoking the power of the King of all kings, of all kingdoms, of all worlds, of all dominions, of all principalities, all powers, be they powers of light or powers of darkness. Jesus Christ is Lord. It's what Paul says in Ephesians 1:21. He is far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in the one to come, and have put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body and the fullness of him that filleth all in all. I'm just trying to cry out to somebody here today and wake us up a little bit and give us a brand new revelation of who it is that abides in us, what name we walk in, what authority and power we walk in. When, God have mercy, when we step out of here and we use the name Jesus, it's not just some religious name. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But we cannot truly have that revelation until we have made him Lord of our life. I can only imagine, or believe might be a better word, or have true faith in the name, the power of the name of Jesus and the authority of that name. It is limited in my life on the same level that I have allowed him to be Lord of me. If you cannot see him as King of Kings and Lord of every area of your life and everything of your life, when you walk out into that world and you come up against a situation that is similar to an area of your life that you have not given God power and control over, you will have no authority and power of that situation in the world, because you have not received him as your King and your Lord in that area. And it limits your power and your authority and your faith. All right, we got to receive that. I know that's hard. What this is supposed to do is to encourage me and encourage you to start opening up more areas of my life and letting him truly be King and Lord in these areas of my life, so that I can have authority no matter where I go in those same areas, because I know he's Lord, I know he's God, and I know he has all power because I've given him all power to me. He covers me in all power. Will you put that together for the Lord Jesus Christ? Come on, let's give him praise. He's King. His lordship was established. I won't even get off of lordship, but that's all right, because we get a hold of this, you'll go a long ways. His lordship was established with the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord. Look at Romans 14:8. For whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's. Now listen, that is somebody that made God Lord and Lord and King of Kings of his life. Paul the apostle is saying to the Romans, if I go out tomorrow and I get stoned like Stephen was stoned for preaching this gospel, I die unto the Lord. If I go out tomorrow and preach this gospel and I live, then I live unto the Lord. Either way, I am the Lord. I'm praying the Lord will kind of break this all down a little bit in all of our minds, because it would take us forever to really talk about what that means. That's got to mean something to you personally. The Lord has to bring this to us. Romans 14 and 9 says, for unto this end Christ both died and rose and received that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. Now, I don't want to hurt us. I just want to give a little revelation. See, we don't mind letting God be Lord of lords, of riches and wealth. We don't mind the Lord being Lord of lords of our life and King of kings of our life in good health and strength and prosperity and all the good things that come with it. But we have a problem letting him be King of kings and Lord of lords of our lives in sickness, in poverty. I don't know, is there anything out there worse? In my brother lying on me. You say, well, he's Lord and King of my life in that area. No, he's not. Because when your brother lies on you, you come running to me. When they offend you, you come running to me, dear King of Kings, Kyle, Lord of Lords, Kyle. Crush your servant over there who hurt me. Man, I'm just like you. See, what I didn't tell you when you come saw me is I got hurt by somebody that day too. I got lied on that day too. I was mad that day as well. But he is King of Kings in sorrow and in happiness. He is my King in pain and in joy. You see, Jesus Christ is Lord of lords because he was willing to be Lord on both ends of the spectrum. He was willing to experience life and experience death. I'm going to tell you, when Jesus Christ is Lord of lords of your life, that no matter what you're facing, no matter what comes to pass, no matter what happens, you still give him praise. Job said, naked came into this world, naked will I leave. Jesus Christ, or Jehovah if you please, was Lord of lords of Job. He was King of Kings. Why? Because he praised him when he had everything going for him. And he praised him when everything fell apart. God's position and God's revelation and my perception of God never changes with circumstances that come into my life. He is Lord of lords and King of kings. Oh, let's worship him for a moment. He is to be praised. Well, what does that have to do with spiritual warfare? Everything. What good is a soldier when he's only brave and forward and tough when everything's going good and the front line is pushing everything back? He's not much of a good soldier when things start going the other way and he hides behind the rock and trembles for his life. When we get into spiritual warfare, when you enter into spiritual warfare and you truly start reaching for the lost and you start battling with spirits that have control over certain people's lives, and you go in there in the authority of the name of Jesus and the power of the blood, and you plead the blood, and you teach the word, and you work with them, and things begin to go wrong, and attacks begin to come, you've got to have a made-up mind. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You see, when you've got that kind of attitude, nothing can stop you. Nothing will prevent you. Nothing will slow you down. Nothing will keep you back. You'll just keep on marching. Keep on walking. Now, Satan attacks us in different areas. So we all have our battles. I'm going to show you something. Here you are. Y'all going to know this. Anyone, how many has ever witnessed? Don't raise your hand if you hadn't. Go ahead and raise your hand by faith. Don't let me see like you hadn't. Come on, Andrew. Okay. I knew you all had. You're my Wednesday night crowd. I knew you all had. I'm a witness. And the devil goes, oh, that ain't no problem. I can handle that. Teaching that Bible study to that guy that I've had bound with alcohol for 32 years. I'm not going to lose him, devil says. I ain't letting go on that guy. He, according to my calendar, he ain't got about a year to live. He going to die in a year and he'll be mine for eternity. You're not interrupting that process. He says, I know how to take care of that. I'll just cause him to lose his job. And he'll freak out so much over his finances, he'll forget about that soul. Now, y'all know I'm telling the truth. You're reaching for someone. You're praying. You're talking to someone. You're reaching out to God. And then God will allow this. I know he's in control. That's why he doesn't worry if you lost your job. He's in control. He's not the one worrying. And we start freaking out. And what do? We drop everything that we're doing in spiritual warfare. Why? Because Jesus Christ was never truly King of Kings and Lord of Lords of my finances. And the devil knew that. He knew the Lord wasn't King of Kings, good and of your finances, and that all he has to do is come against you in an area where he is not king of your life, and you'll drop everything and start trying to take care of it yourself and fix it yourself while he goes to hell. She loses out. He loses out. Everyone that God had brought into your life begins to fade away. This is why he must be King of Kings and Lord of Lords of our life. Because when we get out there, no matter what comes against us, no matter what happens, we must stay focused on the kingdom of God. seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he said, I'll add all of these things unto you. His wife said, why don't you curse God and die? You speak like a foolish woman. Whether I'm covered in boils and lost everything, he's still the only thing I've really got. And when I sat in my plush little house, he was the only thing I ever really had. He is my King of Kings and my Lord of Lords. Listen, you've got someone in the kingdom that got a hold of the lordship of Christ in your life and the kingship of Christ in our life. The devil will tremble and he will fear because he knows there's nothing that will ever stop you. Because nothing matters but him. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And if I'm missing something, he'll give it. He'll provide it. Listen. I wouldn't walk in some of your shoes. I would not want to go through what I know some of you have gone through. I wouldn't want that. I tell the Lord every day, God, I'm not that strong, God. No, I'm just giving you a heads up. Of course, we don't know who we are, right, till we really go through it. And then who we are has a way of coming out. Woo! You know, the beauty about that is the devil don't even know who you are until he really begins to put you through it. He's not real sure whether you're going to make it or not. And out you come out of the fire, but you're not alone. There's one like the Son of God with you. Oh, I feel something in the house tonight. God's come to be Lord. God's come to be Lord. He's come to be King of Kings and Lord of our lives. I want him to be Lord of everything, Lord of everything, Lord of everything. My God. You talk about spiritual warfare. Woo! Oh, I want to tell you, hell trembles. Oh, yeah, they shake when they know there's a child, a daughter, or a son, that he's everything to them. And if they've got it high, he's still Lord. And if they got it low, he's still Lord. And it's always the kingdom. It's always souls. It's always about God. It's always about humanity. Everything else is just a means. It's just a transportation. It's just a path, a way, a road. It's just a tool to accomplish what God has sent me to do. What could God do? My God, I feel the Holy Ghost up in this place. Man, he's come to do something. Woo! What could God do with somebody if he knew without a doubt it didn't matter to that person? If I grab their job and I put them in a project and I put them in poverty and they got to live on a little bread and a little water and things aren't going good. They got to live off food stamps and a little welfare. They got to beg for a little this and a little that. But while they're there, they're reaching everybody in their neighborhood. They're teaching Bible studies. They're giving God glory. And then God takes that same person and he exalts them. Now they're living up high and wealthy. All is doing good, but guess what? They're still teaching Bible studies. They're still reaching their neighborhood. They're still... What could God do with us if that was the case for every one of us, no matter where he wanted to put us, no matter what he wanted to do with us, it didn't matter. It was always him, always him, always the kingdom. Love him for a moment, just for a moment, love him. Oh, let's stand our feet and love him together right now. Stand to your feet and love him together right now. The Holy Ghost is here. God is doing something in this place. Let's don't miss this. Let's don't miss this. God is speaking to some of us. I want to be Lord of Lords. I want to be King of Kings. I want to send you where I want to send you. Do with you what I need to do. I want to reach souls. It's spiritual warfare. But I've got to have somebody that I am Lord of their life. I am Lord of your life. I am Lord of your life. Whatever I want to do, however I want to do it, I am Lord of your life. It's all right to suffer if God's in control, isn't it? Feel his presence, have his love upon me. No wonder Paul the apostle said, be content where you are. Why? Because if you're not content, you're not going to do the will of God. You're not content, you're not going to be working for the kingdom of God. You're going to be worried about yourself and everything going on around you. You're incontent. Always struggling, moving, trying to move. God is never even the focus. I wonder, you know, I'm closing. Just stay standing. I'm done. I'm tired. I'm whooped. And I think God said what he wants to say. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. I'm picking at us. I'm picking at us. I know. But this is us. This is us. This is all of us. Oh, God, get me out of here. Oh, God, lift me up out of this place. Oh, God. Lord, do unto me like you did unto her, and do unto me like you did unto him. And you're not a respecter. You know, we pray all those prayers. You're not a respecter of persons. The wealth of the heathen, it's all mine. And God's going, but I put you there. Because I felt like I could trust you. I've told this story before. I want to tell you, it'll mess with an apostolic preacher's mind. When his own mother is so crippled that she can't move any part of her body, she's blind, she's just a bag of bones. It doesn't matter how much morphine or codeine or whatever they give. It don't matter. She suffers an unbelievable pain every day of her life. Year after year after year. And I can remember I would seek the face of God. I'd get angry. I'd get so mad at God. You're unjust. You're not real. I'm telling you, it all came out of my mouth. Because I was the one that had to bathe her. I was the one that had to feed her. I was the one that had to carry her to the bathroom. I was the one that had to listen to her groan during the night and moan and the pain and the suffering and to watch her deteriorate into nothingness. And I remember one day I was praying. And God spoke, the only time he ever spoke to me concerning, well, he spoke to me twice. He spoke to me when I was 5 years old. He gave me a dream, the only spiritual dream I've ever had. I know, you'd think your pastor would be more spiritual, but I dream about other things. You don't even want to know my dream last night. It was the craziest thing. Not immoral, it's not immoral, just crazy. For those few of you out there that have immoral dreams. Anyway, and he spoke to me when I was 5 years old in a dream, and he showed me carrying my mother, and I went to all of my siblings to their houses, and she was shot. She was bleeding. She was dying, and all of them said, no, 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 and I had to carry her to my house, and I had to care for her. He reminded me of that dream years later when I was caring for my mother. But I remember I was praying one day, and I was seeking him. I said, God, you're the healer. I know you can do this. Lord, what a miracle it would be how everybody would praise your name. And he just whispered into my spirit, so gentle. And he said, but she's the only one I could trust. And with those words, of course, revelation came with those words. And the Lord showed me my mother standing in the great judgment. And there were thousands of people screaming. Their faces were contorted. Anger was flying out of their voices. They were full of the hatred and they were angry. And they were screaming and they were cussing and hollering. And they were screaming at God and they were saying, if I would not have been afflicted, because they were being cast into hell, and they were screaming, if I would not have been afflicted, I would have served you. I would have lived for you. And all of these had rheumatoid arthritis severely. And they were screaming and hollering out at God. And all the Lord did was point at my mother. Because for every sickness, for every pain, for every sorrow, for everything this world has to give to humanity, God has someone who made him Lord of Lords in their pain, in their poverty, in their sorrow, in their loss, in their heartache, in everything that came their way. He remained Lord of Lords. Nine RNs received the Holy Ghost and got baptized in Jesus' name through the years of my mother being in that home. And when these RNs, a special RN would be assigned to her because of her care. They couldn't just have people coming in and out. Special treatment. So these people would be with her every day. They were with her until, except for a few substitutions, but they would be with her. And it wouldn't be long until you'd see them at church, because every day she'd talk to them about her God. And how great he is. And how loving he is. And you know why? Because long ago, she made him Lord of Lords and King of Kings of her life. That it didn't matter what she went through, he was her everything. I could tell you story after story after story. I came in, I'd say, Mom, let me get you a television so you could have something. This is before she went blind. You could have something to watch. And she'd say, but I don't have time. I don't have time. Oh, you don't have time. You lay in bed 24 hours a day. You never go anywhere. Yes, but if I had that, I wouldn't have time to read the Word of God like I want to read. I want to read the Word of God. And then she lost her eyesight, so I'd have to sit there and read the Word of God to her, and I would listen to her. And every verse she would quote. I can't say that she had the whole Bible memorized. I don't know. I just know that as I read, she was reading with me all the time as I would go, because she ate, breathed, lived, digested everything that he was. I guess what I'm saying here tonight, and I'm sorry for keeping you standing, I think what the Lord is trying to say here tonight is, can he trust you? Or you, is he Lord of lords and King of kings in your life? That no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, I'm not complaining. I'm not saying I'm not praying about it. I'm not saying I'm not believing God for healing. I'm just saying until it comes, you're not going to hear me complain. You're not going to hear me gripe. You're not going to hear me see me try to get out. I'm just going to focus on the kingdom of God. Wherever I am, there are souls there. And I'm going to spiritual war, and I'm going to reach for the lost, because no matter where I'm at, I am a soldier. No matter what I'm going through, I am first a soldier. No matter what I have, I am first a soldier. No matter what I don't have, I am first a soldier. Now, we have to ask ourselves the question, is he King of Kings and Lord of Lords of our life? Because that's what that means. Everything, he remains Lord. That's what that verse said when it said, therefore, or because of this, Jesus lived, but he tasted death. But God, the Father, remained King of his flesh. He never self-absorbed himself. Even at the moment that we might want to say a little pity arose when he got down and said, Lord, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. But no sooner did that come out of his mouth did he say, but I'm not talking about my will. I'm talking about your will. I only want that to happen if you want that to happen, because you're Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Father, we come to you tonight, and I thank you for the way that you've moved here this evening on this wonderful group of people, God, that we have gathered here in the house of the Lord. And I'm just asking for revelation, Lord, to get a hold of us. Oh, God, you're about to usher us into spiritual warfare like we have never experienced. And, God, we're going to see things and feel things and go through things. And, God, we're going to face things. And, Lord, demonic spirits and powers and trickery and wiles of the devil. And God, no matter what it is, we've got to have a made-up mind. You are Lord of Lords. You are King of Kings. No matter what I'm facing, I'll never lose my focus on the war. It's spiritual war. And the reason why I'm going through this is because, God, I'm close to something. Lord, I'm about to take something away. I'm about to remove something out of the kingdom of Satan and bring it into the kingdom of God. Oh, it's what spiritual warfare is all about. Oh, God, help us. Bring revelation to everyone. One of us, speak to our hearts, speak to our minds, help us to make you King of Kings of everything, that we might be effective in this war, that we might go forward and never go backward, that we might go forward and never retreat. Oh God, I pray, move upon us, touch us, minister to us, Father, in your mighty name. And will you love him for a moment right now? Will you open your heart and your spirit to him? Let's take a moment. I know we've been praising him all night, but let's just take a moment right now from your heart. Every man, every woman that's in this building, from your heart, will you love him? Will you love him? Will you love him? Will you let him come just a little deeper? Will you let him come in just a little deeper into your life? Will you give him full reign of everything? He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. No matter what I'm facing, no matter what I'm going through, no matter the obstacle, God, I'm never going to lose my focus. I love you. I love you, Jesus. I love you. I worship you, Father. I magnify your name. I glorify you, oh God. We must make you Lord of Lords. We must make you King of Kings of our life, oh God. I worship you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you. We clap our hands to you, Father, because you're worthy.